for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hello, girls. Here we are again today, and this is Mrs. Waite, and I'm so glad you got to tune in because we have a special guest today. We have our oldest son, Donald Waite Jr., and he's going to give us some words from the Scripture. I'm very interested in 1 Peter 5, and he said he taught this in his Sunday school class recently, and this is one of my favorite portions, so I thought, Don, that you could teach us. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure that I'm very special, although sometimes I am called special by my wife.
And by me.
Oh, in a derogatory way, but I may be special to lots of people.
Yeah, well, you are special to me because you're our son, Dr. Waite's my son, but also you're the author of the footnotes for and the main editor for the Defined King James Bible, and some of my listeners have the Defined King James Bible, and you did all that work that took years and years of footnoting the difficult words and the Defined. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that for a minute or two.
Well, it's been well over a decade since we did that work. I believe the first edition came out in 1998. Is that not correct?
Whatever you say.
Yes.
With me.
We did the work a couple of years before there. As a teacher of a number of decades, actually about three decades, as a matter of fact, I began to discover that many of my students and their parents had begun to lose the comprehension of some of the words that were not as common anymore. And so I thought it might be a good idea to use footnotes at the bottom of the page to explain the more difficult words, words that were perhaps not as commonly used anymore, words that gave trouble to my students and their parents. And that's where it all began. I started with various lists of so-called difficult words and began to collate them and integrate them. And then we began to go through the entire Bible, had the entire Bible on a computer file. Actually, it was in four files, I believe it was, because in those days we didn't have the memory to have the entire Bible. It would just cause the computer to choke. So we would add those footnotes to the difficult words, whether the word be filthy, the phrase be filthy lucre, or whether the phrase be something like the word establish, or the word, let's see, some words have changed their meaning, like the expression help meet. Eve was created as a help meet for Adam, and that, of course, meant a helper suitable for Adam. Little simple things like that.
Another word like suffer the little children.
Yes, allow the little children. The word suffer in even modern dictionaries can mean allow, and yet that usage is in some ways, some cases, fallen out of...
casting all your care here.
Right, casting all your care, your anxiety, your concern,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
for he, the Lord, cares for you, a slightly different word. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the reason we did this, because many of us believe the King James Bible is the best translation of the Greek and Hebrew of the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic text that we have, and so we want to keep this Bible, but some people that are younger than our great-grandmothers don't seem to understand some of these difficult, quote-unquote, difficult words, and so you spent hours and years on this project.
Yes, yes.
And we can get this Defined King James Bible from the Bible for Today. Just call 1-800-JOHN-10-9, and it comes in a couple sizes, two with leather and two with hardback. And I think if you do not have this Bible, you people would really benefit from it. We thank God for Don and his work in this area, and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people are blessed by it. I forget how many are in print. Do you remember? 65,000 or something. I've lost track. I don't
know. I have too. It's on at least 8 printings, I believe. I'm not sure how many it's been, but
we'll
quite a few.
We'll have to ask my husband sometime. Now let's look into 1 Peter. Don is a very good Bible teacher and a blessing, and what we don't finish today, we can have him come another day. Should we start with the first verse?
That's always a good place to start.
Okay, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Now, what do you want to say on that?
Yes, it's important to understand that the English word elder and the Greek word behind it have primary reference or earliest reference to age. Throughout history, throughout the history of civilizations, all civilizations, or even primitive peoples, seem to have a desire to have rulers who have some age and experience. Certainly in the jungles of Africa, or the plains of Asia, or in the rainforests of South America, or in the Indian villages, elders were respected, were looked up to, in some cases revered and worshiped. This word elder has to do primarily with age. That would imply experience. That would imply wisdom as well. And ultimately, the term elder was used of an office, both in ancient Israel and in the New Testament Christian church. And so
that's interesting.
Peter calls himself a fellow elder. The second use of the word elder in this verse, he says he's also a fellow elder, a co-elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ. He understands what these elders experience. He's probably talking about older people who happen to be Pastor Bishop Ellers. Notice in this passage, you have the word elder in verse 1, the word elder also in verse 1, and you have in verse 2, you have the word feed, which is the word for pastor or shepherding that is used. And so you have the word elder, the verb form of pastor in verse 2, and a little later on, we have the word taking the oversight, which is the verb form of bishop.
Let me read verse 2. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind.
We see here the motivation. What is to motivate the spiritual leader, whether he is called a pastor, bishop, or elder? These words are used interchangeably in the New Testament. These individuals are to feed the flock. And whose flock is it? It's not the pastor, bishop, elder's flock.
It's the flock of God,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it may be the flock of God which these elders or bishops or pastors may have among them, but they're to take the oversight. They are to oversee. They're to take the leadership of this flock. But notice the negatives. There are negatives. There are positives. They're not to take the oversight over the flock of God by constraint, because of compulsion.
Yes, and what's not in our Defined King James Bible, which you put in here, compulsion, force, obligation.
That's right.
That's how this Bible can help you, okay?
That's right. The pastor, bishop, elders are not to use force or constraint in their oversight, but instead they are to use free will, willingness. They are to...
But willingly,
that's right. There's a contrast. Mm-hmm. Notice it says the motivation is not to be for filthy lucre. What does the footnote say for filthy lucre?
It says illicit, dishonorable, or unlawful gain or advantage.
That's right. The profit motive may be okay, but the profit in itself may not be evil. There is such a thing as legitimate profit and illegitimate profit. Certainly, what should motivate the pastor, bishop, elders should not be filthy lucre or ill-gotten gain. That should not motivate them or their flock. But instead, they should be motivated by a ready mind, a prepared mind on that one.
One C says willing. That's a footnote there. Willing mind,
okay.
Ready
a
mind.
A willing mind, a prepared mind. Exactly.
Can I ask a question? How
big
do you think this flock of God is that the elders were to take oversight of?
Notice it says, it's addressing the elders, it says they are to pastor, shepherd, feed the flock of God, which is among you. Now, you is plural, always in the King James Version. And so we have elders, plural, God's flock, which is among you, plural. Some would suggest that we see here, as we normally see, a plurality of elders, but one flock. One flock, several shepherds that have to do or care with the flock. How large the flock is, we don't know. Normally a flock is larger than the number of shepherds, right? If you would have one or two or three shepherds, you might have 100 sheep.
Say that again. I didn't get how you thought there'd be more than one elder here.
Okay.
Because it says elders in verse 1.
It says elders, plural, in the verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Elders who are among you, I exhort, who is a fellow elder, mm-hmm. Peter is, he's a witness, etc. He says feed, he's still addressing the elders, plural.
Shepherd the flock.
Shepherd the flock of God, which is among you, plural. You is always plural. Taking the oversight of it, the flock. The flock is singular.
Mm-hmm.
The elders may be plural. Now, in a typical flock situation, you would have more than one shepherd. You might have a main shepherd, and you might have shepherd assistants. But usually, if you had, let's say, three shepherds, you might have three shepherds for 100 sheep. One would have one function, one might have a different function, but they could all function as shepherds, although normally there was a lead shepherd. No question about that.
When you think of David, the shepherd boy, you think of him all by himself out there with the flock.
Yes, he may have been left at times by himself.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the flock was small
uh-huh.
that he had to watch. It could be the shepherding was a side business for the family. Maybe it wasn't the main business, and therefore they didn't have as many sheep. I don't know. That's some speculation, isn't it?
Mm, yes. We heard, when we were in Mexico, we heard one of the pastors, he was the youngest boy, the youngest son. He said the youngest daughter always had to be out with the sheep. And that's just a little sideline, which I thought was sort of interesting.
So apparently it wasn't a status job, was it?
No, no.
Being a shepherd of sheep.
Taking care, maybe there was a main shepherd someplace. Okay, verse 3, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock.
That's a big danger that human beings can fall into, is lording it over others. Just because pastor, bishops, and bishops, elders, just because pastor, bishop, elders, that's all one term I'm talking about, may have the responsibility of having oversight over the flock, that doesn't mean that they are to lord it over the flock. Literally, they're not to be lording it over them.
Mm-hmm.
Not to act like they are the over-shepherd, because in this passage, it's very clear, these pastor, bishop, elders are all under-shepherds, under the supervision of the main shepherd, the chief shepherd, referred to in verse number 4. They are not to lord it over, but they're to be ensembles or examples, types to the flock.
This is very interesting. I'm glad you're with us. We'll have to have you for a couple more programs because we want to cover this chapter if we can. Be sure to listen next time, people, so you can hear Don Waite Jr.
You're listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.